Please note, this podcast contains obscenity and strong opinions. Hello, and welcome to episode number 16 of Positive Mutations, a Devo podcast. I am your hostess, the Fountain of Filth, Club Devo member number 1477. This show's website is luckynerd.com/Devo. You can email me at fof@luckynerd.com or send me a private message on the Boogie Boys Basement forum located at boogieboysbasement.com/forum. I plug them because most of what I'm playing for you today is from their collection. Episode number 16 is an odds and ends show. It's another Fountain of Filth's favorite five-only show, and yes, this is scripted. The first song is from Boogie Boys Basement CD A001, The Death of Lieutenant Casanova. This is the first of two songs on this podcast that feature Jungle Jim Mothersbaugh on drums. I love this piece to fucking death, as it is hardcore Devo at its finest. It shows the spudly sprouts that were growing from the seeds their influences planted in their brains, while showing glimpses of the flowers that would soon blossom and evolve. Hints of Smart Patrol sprinkle this track. This is a bitchingly bizarre piece, and the imagery is very vivid and very unique. I love the groove the guitar settles into, especially coupled with Mark's synth work. This track also has one of the few uses of the word apropos that I actually like. Wouldn't it be cool if Jihad Jerry resurrected this? Okay, I know I'm fucking delusional to think that. But like I've said before, I think I'm a freak among Devo fans.
There's nothing nicer than a double meat, empty tank, full pump, little money. This next one is not in the book. It's actually about the death of Lieutenant Casanova. He had a piece in the first Shelley's, a song called All of Us that he wrote. And it's really just a little piece about what happens to him. It's really about the consequences of fascist morality. It's when duty takes over, when masochistic urges like keep you here, like a thing like this, when you'd rather go home and do something else, but somebody's here that like you want to impress and you can't leave.
You ain't got no home?
All right, you're a smart pro. Nowhere to go.
But his
early eroticism is made a mockery of and blocked by authority and government, and this is what happens. Jungle Jim, do we have a drum roll?
Hush, hush was
premature. The lieutenant's mother was a blind vegetable. First her teeth went, then her eyes. Next, the hair and body. Widowed at 51, Mr. Casanova killed by a drill press. Was ultra hip. He felt like leaving those panties right where they had been found for all to see. It would be so apropos, yeah. But a telegram soaked in Vixen piss from Europa paramilitary fantasy.
The second selection is General Boy's special introduction from the Long Beach Show on December 31st, 1979, January 1st, 1980. The more things change, the more things stay the same. Or should I say, some things never change. I'll have some links to Wikipedia articles about some of the things that General Boy mentions in the links section of the show's website.
Beautiful mutants, once again, this is General Boy speaking to you for Devo Incorporated. So, you chose to see a Devo concert. Indeed, a wise decision. However, there's a few things you must know before this evening's event begins. First, how to dress. Although it's a little late to worry about such a problem, let me put your fears to rest. Many modes of dress are acceptable, from jack boots to elephant bells. And from t-shirts to tuxedos, it's all Devo. That's all there is to it. For the coming new year, you may choose to dress according to a theme. Postage, for instance, requires a simple blindfold and a dirty shirt. Or there's Tommy, Can You Hear Me? All a guy or girl has to do is lay on the floor, wearing little more than a goose down vest and a pair of Levi's. You laugh, but remember, you must pay to play. Concerts like life can be dangerous. This brings me to a serious subject, safety. Don't act like cattle in a roundup. Don't be caught unaware. Don't be burned by a spud or a spuddus holding a lit cigarette. Protect yourself from the ninnies and the twits. Launch your way to safety with Devo's second chance inflatable life vest. When trouble starts, just pull the cord and you're home free in the land of the free. Yes, there's a new way to be, there's a new way to go. So go do it, or do it to yourself. It's the dawn of a new year when men are seized by madness. So wake up. The big sleep is over. The 70s are gone. By all means, use your freedom of choice. Or choose not to. It doesn't matter. This is General Boy signing off for Devo Incorporated. 1980, I'm for it.
Is Subhuman Woman from Devo Live the Mongoloid Years. This is the first song from the Halloween 1975 gig with Murray the K's introduction. On the CD, Murray's introduction is a hidden track that comes between Blockhead and Subhuman Woman. iTunes added Murray's introduction to the end of Blockhead, so I did some editing to make the track I'm playing here. This is the second song that features Jungle Jim on drums. I abso-fucking-lutely love this song, which is my favorite track from the whole CD. I love Boogie Boy synth work on this track. You can also hear a little bit of Baby Talkin' Bitches and Chango at the end.
Before we get any further into this, where's Murray? Is Murray here? Murray.
Murray.
Hello.
Murray.
Hello. That's it. That's what we need. Come on up.
Can you imagine? On November 22nd, I'm going to walk around with a bill pinned to my lapel and a bag of dope in my pocket. And that's what that's all about. It's a minor misdemeanor. Such the easy life. It is what it is, and it is such. Quite the Halloween, gentlemen. Good evening. I thought you would at least come in at least real clothes instead of such outrageous costumes as like that. I see. Well,
tell it like it is, Murray.
That's right. You got the concept.
He tells it like it is.
Oh, there are such honeys here. And all of those outrageous substances that are lined as we enter into this temple that is just left here to sit where nobody would dare ever come. And isn't it a shame that nobody ever would dare to come to this very nice place? We have been going crazy, going nuts because it's Friday, Asa, Yowza, Bowza, La La La. Thus, it is Saturday! Yaysa! Yowza! All right, it's going to be the craziest party anybody ever went to. That's the whole point of it. Lose that! We're going to do it because we gotta get down, damn it. We gotta go low with Devo. What it is.
Yeah.
human.
She's got no face. She's bald, she's cold, she's 8 years old. She don't live in the future. She just sits by a sign that says I love you.
Rod's Big Reamer. This is taken from the Long Beach Show. Boogie Boy from the Boogie Boys Basement Forum clued me into the fact that you can find the video of this, which is from the Men Who Make the Music, Laserdisc, on YouTube. I'll have a link to it on the links section of this show's website, luckynerd.com/Devo. It was a little bizarre to see the video after hearing the audio for many, many moons. Kind of funny to hear Reuter's comments about the song Midget, which is actually a Devo song. Highly amusing to know that Devo dolls actually exist now in light of what was said in this track.
Hello? Get me Rod Reuter. Here. Nuke symbols and spring flashes make me sick. You left the stable door open,
and now you got trouble in the barnyard.
Remember, we have a deal.
Sure, Danny Know-It-All. I'll straighten them out.
Okay. So get them back in their yellow suits like I said, or I'm going to have to clean house.
Oh, that'd be a problem. I think Adam would.
big entertainment.
Smegma.
No, turn on the voice stress analyzer.
Hey, my son saw your show last night. Says it's really dynamite.
Oh, we do it all for you, Rod.
We're behind you. I was just talking to Daddy Know-It-All. He says he would kill for you guys.
But we weren't too sure how you felt about us.
Yeah, well, there's just a few problems. So let's have a meeting and sort it out.
Sure, would it be good for you?
Oh, whenever.
How about next week?
Well, how about in 15 minutes?
He wants to see us in 15 minutes.
Oh, no.
No problem. Well, we'll be there.
Well, Rod's polishing up his big reamer again.
Yeah, I know how those meetings go. I'll see you guys at the Club de Vaux later on.
I don't know when we'll be there.
Okay, bye.
Vinny, take care of the young couple.
It's all set.
Okay, will do. Oh, good. You know what to do. Spend it all in one place.
He didn't know I was a midget. He thought it was all innocent play. He didn't know I was a midget.
Yeah, send him in.
He didn't know I was a midget.
Play some Playboy. Yeah, I'm about to take off.
Later, baby?
Sure.
Guys, sit down. Hey, lock parts with any female robots lately? Hey, are we not men? Sorry, man. Yeah, she didn't know I was a midget. That's hot, that's hot. Parcheesi, a new group. Ship Platinum. Oh, a killer. Why can't you guys cut stuff like that?
Well, I guess we like ideas.
Yeah, well, I guess we like to talk in tonnage. We got ideas. Here, relate to this. Evo dolls. Our boys down in merchandising didn't miss a trick. We even got your jumpsuits. We got them going into all the discount stores. I can forgive you guys for being artists. But I can't forgive you for being stupid. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm telling you what you're doing. You're begging for the barrel room. This marriage is headed for the rocks.
The rocks.
Oh, you're getting rich, you're cutting the groove?
You got it, wise guys.
He is Debo.
Hey, Spud, it's not the mask. Look at the airplane charts. No, Debo. Oh, hey. You don't have to listen to Rod from Big Entertainment. But I, Rod the Man, I'm telling you, you're messing with Big Daddy's cap.
Hey, you're dying under Daddy's cap, Slaghead.
Yes. Booty boy.
Okay.
Then when you put the king in this position, Debo.
What a dumb game.
Hi, Al.
Hey,
that wasn't me. I don't want to talk about it. Let's just say it's hard to sit down.
Don't worry about it, Al. Wait till we get our own Recombo DNA labs.
Hey, they'll never give us a Recombo DNA lab.
Maybe if we sell out a record. Let me tell you about this one I saw in the valley. I was just out there, that new one.
Yeah.
They got these bubble-eyed dog boys now. And it was, I don't know how they put these things together.
Yeah, family. Sure. Well, okay, but what are we going to do about what Rod was saying? Well, it depends on what you mean. The new manager he's put us with could as easily take us down the drain as help our careers, and you wouldn't know the difference before it was too late.
Yeah, we don't have to wear the yellow suits.
Fifth, we have yet another track from the Long Beach show, but it's from Dove. If you listen to episode number 14, I played Beulah, saying that it was the origin for a Dove song. This song, Jesus, is essentially Beulah, but done in tribute to a deity. In my humble opinion, way too many Hugh-boons are doing really fucked up shit in Jesus' name, especially lately. I think that Dove would be fucking hilarious to see these days. We definitely need their sort of sentiment. Or like General Boy said in the Club Devo letter, just point and laugh.
I just love the blood songs, people. Don't you? No, Jesus doesn't care what kind of clothes you wear to help people, because he can see right through you. He can. And you know, Gary Perkins of Avalon Productions, he didn't know he was working with the Lord this evening. Bringing us here together to become clean together. I know that many of you fornicate. And I know that many of you use drugs. But it doesn't matter, people. No, because Jesus loves each and every one of you. Even if you're stupid, it doesn't matter. And we're here tonight to sing our praise to him all.
Definitely not least, I take a few moments to acknowledge that today, May 4th, is an essential part of Devo history. Four Kent State students were murdered by National Guardsmen on this day in 1970, and a little over a dozen people were wounded. Our own beloved Gerald V. Caselli was in the thick of things and saw two of his friends murdered that day. As he said in a recent interview, this is a vastly different scenario than the recent killings at Virginia Tech. Still, young kids getting gunned down while in pursuit of their education is never a good thing. To pay tribute to those who died and were injured in any way on May 4th, 1970, I play Devo's version of Ohio. And yes, I'll have a link to some info on the Kent State murders on the links page.
Oh!
And there you have it, episode number 16 of Positive Mutations, a Devo podcast. Special thanks, as always, to my husband Kevin for his support. A huge thank you with mashed potatoes on top to Boogie Boys Basement for most of the contents of this podcast. Episode 17 will be a Jocko Homo show, where I pick my favorite five versions of Jocko Homo. Yes, I know it might be a little bit tedious to hear five different versions of the same song, but they are pretty unique in their own respects. Questions, comments, or feedback, as always, very, very welcome. FOF at LuckyNerd.com. Again, you'll find some links related to this podcast at LuckyNerd.com/Devo. This is Fountain of Filth signing off, reminding you that there's a new way to be, there's a new way to go, so go do it or do it to yourself.